The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That is right. We are heading for trouble, seeking it out, and then steering you clear of it. With David Trainer, he is president of New Constructs, and New Constructs evaluates securities from the footnotes level up. And since most people are looking at the top down, well, they get one picture. But when you reverse the angle, you see other things. And that's why they look at securities and rate them on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what is typically dangerous is stuff that from the surface level looks good. From the bottom up level, now those numbers are a little bit misleading. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Small cap blend.
Warning, warning, warning.
Okay, so it's a warning on small cap blend funds and ETFs. Both constructions here are the problem?
Yeah, I threw a little curveball at you here. It's the small cap blend funds and ETFs, as well as small cap investors in general. I'm not happy with anybody in small cap blend.
In other words, small cap value would be okay, and small cap growth might be okay. But small cap, where you've let it ride from one side to the other, you're stuck in the middle and not good.
They're the worst one today.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that these other guys are off the hook either, but we're going to single one out today for some very specific reasons.
And those reasons are?
First of all, on the fund and ETF side, you've got a style here where well over 40% of the stocks, whether you're looking at the number of stocks or the percent of market cap, over 40% get a neutral or better rating. And yet, when you look at the funds in the sector, the large majority, 84% of the mutual funds and 90% of the ETFs are dangerous or worse.
What we're seeing here is that the stocks that look good are not the stocks that are in the portfolios or the ones even really getting much traction in the market, right?
Yeah. I mean, the portfolio managers and the providers, the people that create the small cap blend portfolios, are picking the bad stocks, not the good ones.
This is a case where you're ascribing it to managers. But as I described that process, any value stock, technically, if it goes through the cycle, it goes from value to where it becomes growthy. And a blend manager, well, they're trying to maybe ride it out, or maybe they're trying to get the best of both worlds. Maybe they're trying to be a little bit value and a little bit growth and get the best of both. What you're suggesting is either they're taking a very rough ride or they're simply buying the worst of both.
I don't really know what the reason is, Chuck. I think most of the time, honestly, the main reason is they've got the wrong tools and the wrong kind of focus. I talk to a lot of institutional money managers, and I have over the last 15 years. And I can tell you, after the tech bubble, the analytical rigor really took a dive, and it's just now starting to return. A lot of institutional money managers are looking at the wrong things when it comes to stocks. They don't really understand earnings quality. They don't really understand valuation. They do understand technicals. They do understand momentum. They do understand short-term performance. But those are all things that can help you do well in the short term, but can position you with much more risk than you realize, much more downside potential than you realize as well.
You're making a warning on small cap blend in general, and you're sort of saying there's nothing there worth buying, yet a lot of investors would want to check off most things in a style box, and small cap blend is one of those boxes.
That's right. No, there are some decent small cap blend funds. There are some neutral rated in small cap blend. There's another thing to keep in mind here, Chuck, that I need to point out with respect to the problem with small cap blend. It's not only that they're picking bad stocks, but it's also one of the most expensive of all the styles in terms of cost. 2.09% is the average total annual cost of being in a small cap blend fund or ETF. That's a lot. That's a big number, and it's due to certain funds, you know, like RCLAX, the Russell U.S. Small Cap Equity Fund. The total annual cost there are 4.4%. And that's not just because of a front-end load. It's because of a lot of transaction costs. Anyway, these guys are picking bad stocks, and they're charging you a whole lot for them, more than in other styles. And that's the double whammy that I want to focus on here.
As an investor, we're conditioned to saying, okay, if I go to an area like small caps that's not quite as widely served as, you know, the large caps, I should expect to pay up. But the answer is there's a difference between a slightly higher expense ratio, which you might have in small caps rather than large, as opposed to what's happening here.
That's exactly right. You're paying up for poor active management, especially on the mutual fund side. We don't think you should do that. And the last part, the reason that the small cap blend investors are in here too is that instead of putting their capital into the neutral rated funds, and those are the best, by the way, small cap blend, the best we get is a neutral. Those do represent a number, you know, 10% of all ETFs get a neutral or better neutral rating, 16% of the mutual funds, but almost none of the assets are in those ETFs or mutual funds. 0% of the assets, so for the ETFs, investors aren't putting any money in the neutral rated ETFs, and they're only putting 11% of the money in small cap blend mutual funds, only 11% goes into neutral rated mutual funds. So investors are picking the bad ones, and the bad ones are picking bad stocks, and they're charging you a lot for it. So I'm throwing you all in the danger zone.
There it is. So it's small cap blend. It's both small cap blend ETFs, small cap blend mutual funds, and small cap blend investors. Because the moral of this story is, if you have a bad small cap fund, well, you may not be able to find a great one right now, according to the new construct system, but you can probably find something better than what you've got. Or maybe you just want to turn your portfolio in a different direction. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on Money Life. We'll do this again next week and look forward to it.
Me too. Thank you, Chuck.
Remember, David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. And if you want to find out how they do it, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Tuesday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Janet Brown from No Load Fund X and the Fund X Upgrader Funds. She's in the house when Money Life rolls on after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.